Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today, we're speaking with Dan Wersma, who is Pioneer Livestock Information Manager for the Northern Business Unit for Pioneer. And our topic today is how to manage your drying cycle for alfalfa. Now, Dan, first of all, how does forage moisture affect quality?
Forage moisture affects quality in a couple of ways. It's important that when you ensile the forage, you want to get it in that range of 60 to 65% moisture. You don't want it too wet because then the silage, the nutrients can run out of the silage. If it gets too dry, the fermentation process can become poor and result in a bad fermentation. So hitting the right moisture point is important to retain the best quality silage that we can put up with for the cows.
So what are some of the steps that growers can take to strike that balance between quality and tonnage?
It is a balancing act that growers need to play between quality and tonnage. And we know that as the crop matures, as it gets close to harvest, alfalfa, for instance, is putting on nearly 100 pounds or more of growth per day, but yet it's losing about 4 to 5 units of relative feed quality. And so it's important to match that. There are several ways to determine how best to judge the quality of alfalfa. One of the best systems for determining when alfalfa quality is ideal is using what we call the peak stick. That stands for predictive equations for alfalfa quality. It simply measures plant height and looks at the stage of maturity and helps the grower predict what the quality level of that forage is at the time of harvest. So that's a very good tool to use to help us determine when is best to harvest that crop.
Well, what do you recommend then for a cutting cycle?
Typically, in the northern part of the United States, we are harvesting between 3 and 5 cuttings per season on alfalfa. The single most difficult cutting to judge quality is the first cutting. That's when we have the largest amount of forage tonnage and the biggest amount of growth, and it's the time period in the plant's life cycle when it tends to lose quality the fastest, and so judging quality is difficult then. So we like to judge that using our peak stick or a fresh-cut scissors clip sample and go when we're at about that 170 to 180 relative feed value number. That will help us achieve about 150 relative feed value in the silo. Following that, you have second, third, fourth cuts, and typically growers will wait between 30 and 40 days in terms of interval between cuttings, and that's pretty ideal in terms of capturing the quality. There's a little more window where the quality doesn't decline quite as fast during second and third cuts, so the grower can spread that out just a little bit more.
Now, Dan, you're Livestock Information Manager for the Northern Business Unit. Tell me a little bit about what you do as your job, how you go about assisting customers, and where the Northern Business Unit is located geographically.
Yes, the Northern Business Unit covers Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota. Those regions represent a lot of cows and a lot of livestock and a lot of the alfalfa acres in the United States. My job as the Livestock Information Manager is to help promote the forage lineup and to champion that lineup, the products like corn silage and alfalfa and our inoculant lineup in the Northern Business Unit. So we're helping our sales reps understand these products, how to position them, and helping customers use them to their best advantage.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, here on this edition of the Pioneer Forage Forum. Pioneer, as always, invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.